The Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. It takes a certain kind of brave to run a business. We see it, we back it.
Well, romance takes many different forms. Earlier this week, we spotted Michael Fry dance with his new office chair on Twitter. You have to get excited about something when you're not taking the daily commute back into work. We asked him to pen a piece about his love for the chair, but it quickly swiveled into an ode to the office.
Fancy mouse mat so your delicate wrist doesn't get sore from all the important clicking. Ergonomic keyboards and laptop stands. Some workplaces have been pulling out all the stops to help people work from home. But me, I'm missing the office.
It's 8 o'clock in the morning, what the hell is going on?
Breakfast. I gotta be in at Brant Leland by 9.
Why?
Because I'm working there, that's why.
Sure, now I have a fancy chair that swivels and a brand spanking new laptop, but my God, do I miss my needlessly large screen and crumb-encrusted keyboard that I probably should have wiped down before I left the office.
Ew!
I miss staplers. I miss cocking them back like shotguns and loading the fresh staples in. I miss stapling literally everything I own together until I break the stapler. And then I have to dog-ear pages together. Again. I miss occasionally using a paperclip and realising how utterly useless they are. I miss bending paperclips into an S shape. Abstract sculptures and symbols of how much work I should be doing but don't want to do. I miss company branded things. Sure, I will take a shallow mug that wouldn't hold more than a mouthful of depressing catering tea. I'll even take a gaudy golf umbrella that will stay in my hall until I die. I miss my branded lanyard and hurriedly strutting around like I'm important. Get out of my way, pedestrians. It's me, the Zuckerberg of Fitzborough.
I think that would be a surprising conclusion to come to.
I miss getting a new company branded notepad. I miss the sickening pleasure of cracking open its spine as I break it in, despite having two perfectly good ones in my drawer. I miss post-its. I miss sticking fresh ones to my monitor to remind me of various passwords I've already memorised. I miss labelling folders with them. I miss sticking them to my furniture to remind me what a phone is, what a chair is. I miss choosing yellow to remember to breathe in and pink to remember to breathe out. I miss my desk. I miss the space I can fill with trash. I miss bringing all my paper to the shredder and feeding the shredder sheet by sheet. It's for data protection, but it's also for fun. It's like feeding some hungry fish or a noisy mechanical horse. I miss the big fancy printer. You know, the one that costs more than a school. Hell yeah, I want colour. I want 10 double-sided copies of this PDF, one for everyone in this meeting and 7 for me. I miss seeing that it's run out of toner and using the other one because it still has some in it. It's not going to be me changing that toner. I miss hugging the sheets as they come out of the printer. I love you, warm sheets. I miss hand dryers. I miss allowing the Dyson Airblade to screech hot air under my fingernails. I miss how much it looks like a urinal and imagining the chaos if I did use it as a urinal. I miss pizza when we're working late and warm beers on a Friday. I miss pushing the boundaries of Casual Friday, and now every day is Casual Friday. I can work shirtless until I have a Zoom call, pantless forever. But what use is the breeze on your leg hair when everything around you is yours to maintain? I don't miss anyone, but I miss everything.
Michael Fry there.